really distressed by the amount of scams that I've seen, or alleged scams, or even people simply just exploiting people's desperation for a ticket. Bianca in Boetersach, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good, thanks, and you?
I understand that you've been scammed by really horrible people.
Yes, unfortunately I have.
What's been happening? You're like any other rugby fan who's been unable to purchase tickets for the final. It was sold out in 3 hours. What happened?
Yeah, so what happened, I came across a post on Facebook where a lady was selling rugby tickets. So I sent her a message. And then she messaged me back and said, okay, yes, she has the 4 tickets for sale. Would I like to purchase them? So I said, could you please tell me where the seats are and that type of thing? And then she said to me, she sent me a screenshot of how the purchase was made and where the seats are. So I said, okay, great, because it all looked legit to me. So I said, can I now make the payment? Can you please send me your banking details? She took a while to send her banking details to respond to me. She only responded after 10 minutes. Then she sent me the banking details and requested an immediate payment, and then she would send the tickets to me. As it was an online purchase, so it would be sent electronically. So I sent the proof of payment through to her, and then she emailed tickets to me. But what I picked up was the email address was completely different to the person's name on the profile.
Bianca.
So then I decided to, okay, find out now, are these tickets legit? Because I don't want to make a fool out of myself when I get to the stadium, you know? So I contacted the stadium, DHL Stadium, as well as Ticket Pro, just to confirm that the tickets are legit and that, you know, I would be able to use them. Come to find that they've sent me an email back to say that, no, the tickets are fake. And I was scammed very well.
How much did you lose, Bianca?
Luckily, only 400 Rand, but I mean, 400 Rand is 400 Rand.
What was the face value of the ticket?
So apparently the QR code on the actual tickets were all the same. So they all were, they never ever existed.
Wow. So was there a ticket price on what you saw?
No, the lady just explained to me and said that she's selling them at 100 Rand a ticket. And that was that. So I thought, okay, maybe it's those 80 Rand tickets, because I do have family and friends that purchased the 80 Rand tickets. And I thought maybe, okay, she's trying to make a buck off of it at selling it at 100 Rand, you know.
Who was going to go with you?
So hopefully I'm going to be blessed with tickets that my family can go with me, because so far I only have 2 tickets and we have a family of 4. So, yeah.
You then reached out to Bruce, our producer. Why?
Well, I came across a post where I saw Bruce had commented about tickets as well. So I actually messaged him to just find out, does he have the tickets available? And then come to find out that he actually works on the radio station and that he's willing to help me sort out after I was scammed.
Because we've been inundated with people raising concerns, and we tried to get Ticket Pros on. They would have loved to be on air with us, but they said the people who need to talk to us are currently on a flight. But Bruce is here. Bruce, you usually get tickets at 2 DHL Stormers games.
Yeah, no, Lester, these things are so rare to find. I mean, we're so lucky to be giving these away to our Limerick entries. I mean, we approach the Stormers. The Stormers says, listen, this is not a Stormers game. This is now being run by URC. So if you're going to approach anyone, approach URC. URC said, no, this thing's sold out. They don't have spare tickets to spare. And anyway, but... So Gina, are you sitting down at the moment at your desk at school?
Yes, I am.
Have a look under your seat, quickly. Have a look under your seat. And tell us, what do you see?
I see my classroom floor.
Yeah, there's no tickets there.
No.
Because I'm not a miracle worker. I mean, I'd have to be a stalker to have come to your classroom and put the seat in your...
Thanks
to DHL Stadium, to Gina Woodburn, they've generously offered two general seats, and then we're going to give them to you. Because you've done a public service announcement, letting everyone know, don't be scammed. Really, don't be scammed. Be careful out there. Thank you for your, you know, coming on air, telling us your story. We're going to get you two tickets. So after the
Gina, you're going.
Wow! Thank you so much,
Bianca. Well done. Really appreciate it, Bianca. Hope you enjoy the game. You'll be joining some of our Limerick winners, which we will announce in about an hour's time. Keep those Limericks coming in, because Munster's from the town of Limerick. You could join the likes of Bianca at the DHL Stadium for the URC Grand Final. You have to send us a Limerick via video to 0725671567, and it must include the words Stormers, Munster, and Vodacom.